Greetings, friends. It's time for a midweek miracle episode, and my guest, Queen D. Michelle, and she's actually a queen. I mean, talking to her, I just thought, preach, preach. She is on fire in this episode, and she is here to tell us and remind us that life is beautiful, that all will be well, and that she's a new earth representative. And I actually looked that up because I didn't really know what that was. So online, it says that the new earth is a transformative vision for humanity and our planet, rooted in a deep shift in consciousness, governance, and societal values. It is a world where all beings, humans, animals, plants, and Mother Earth herself, thrive in harmony and abundance. At its core, the new earth is about creating paradise on earth. And you know what? When I read that, I was like, I'm behind this. I am behind this. Yes, sign me up. How can I participate? So when she told me this and I figured out exactly what it was, I just thought, my gosh, what better person to appear as a guest on the Bite Size Blessings podcast. Now, I'm going to let Queen D tell you all about her career and who she is, but her miracle this week absolutely gobsmacked me. It was so powerful, and her story just such an essential listen. And I thought, no guest yet has come onto this podcast and talked about this being their miracle. It will open your eyes. It will remind you that our ancestors and those who came before us were very powerful and got through and survived through some things that I think we can't even imagine. And because of that, we now have Queen D. Michelle. And so that's it. I'm going to let her take it away. So here's the very next episode of the podcast.
It was going to be the third Saturday of every month for 8 months, right? And people had signed up and it was going to be fantastic. And then I got the call. And the call was my mom and pop were in dire straits. They had both left the house via ambulance within a week of each other. My mom and stepdad, I went back to the States in 2021 to care for them. I got a phone call. I was just about to start, not so much a retreat like Bethany has, given a presentation and people had signed up. I was getting ready to do an 8-month workshop. And it was going to be every Saturday from 10 to 3. And I had called in a meditation guru and a movement guru and an art guru. And we were going to workshop. The workshop was going to be called Your Soul's Journey, or My Soul's Journey. Okay. And I gave a presentation. It was going to be in this lovely establishment who gave me carte blanche to go ahead and hold the classes there. It was going to be the third Saturday of every month for 8 months, right? And people had signed up and it was going to be fantastic. And then I got the call. And the call was my mom and pop were in dire straits. They had both left the house via ambulance within a week of each other. When I got back to Detroit, they were both in the rehab hospital. He was on one end of the hallway, 99, with dementia, and mom, 86, with her own set of. Now, I have two older brothers and Dumb and Dumber, and I was under the impression that everything was taken care of. You know, everything is taken care of. And I thought that I was going to kind of just roll my sleeves up and get in where I fit in, you know, to help mom and pop out. But when I got there, little did I know, with Quincy, thank goodness I took Quincy with me, because I was going to be gone a couple of days. I even told everybody, hey guys, I'm getting ready to go check on my mom and pop. There's a lot going on. You know, I'll be gone a couple of months. You know, let me get there and check on my peeps. Little did I know that I would be paying rent in that condo for the next 10 months while I was in Detroit, because I got there. And here's the thing. When they left rehab, there was no one to take care of them. There was no one to take care of them. And so thank God for my son. He came down from Atlanta and we got the house ready to receive them, you know, at, you know, in a nursing home type situation. And like I said, I became their full-time caregiver. They both passed away in 2022, within 10 months of each other. And in 2023, for my birthday, I had already planned this, that I was going to go to Africa, but it was a very intentional trip. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know Ancestry.com?
Yeah.
You've heard of Ancestry.com, right? Okay. Ancestry.com. If you take that DNA test, it will tell you you're a little bit of this, you're a little bit of that, your region is over there. But over 20 years ago, a group of Black scientists got together and they created the largest database of Black blood in the world. It's called AfricanAncestry.com. Now, if you take that DNA test, not only will it tell you what country out of the 54 sovereign countries on the continent, will it tell you what country your bloodline originated in? It'll tell you your tribe. Now, be it maternal or be it paternal, it will tell you your country and your tribe of your original bloodline. So I took the DNA test and I discovered on my maternal side, I took the DNA test and discovered that I am Fula, from the Fula tribe of Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. I am Fula from Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. So my trip to Africa was quite intentional because I wanted to go to Guinea-Bissau. I could have went to Ghana, you know, I could have went to Nigeria, I could have went to anywhere and said, hey, I've been to Africa. But how miraculous and how intentional to go to the place, because what that means for me, taking it on my maternal side, is that my mother's mother, dating anywhere between 200 and 250 years, survived the passage. You understand? She didn't die on the ship. She didn't jump off the ship. She wasn't killed on the ship. She survived the passage. Now, when she got here, she got mixed with a whole lot of other. But the original bloodline was that of Fula from Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. So I took a trip, of course, to Guinea-Bissau, West Africa. Do you know that there are several countries out of those 54? There are several countries who are participating in something called repatriation. And what can show through DNA testing that your bloodline originated in that country, you can apply for citizenship. And I did. I applied for citizenship in Guinea-Bissau, West Africa, and was granted. Now, that took place 2 years after the granting of it took place 2 years after I got back. But and I'm still paying on the loan that I took out to go the first time. But one day, I'm going to head back to Guinea-Bissau, West Africa, and I'm going to get that passport and identification, because I am a citizen of Guinea-Bissau, West Africa, and the Fula tribe. And those of African descent will find that more than likely one of those countries on that western coast of Africa, on the western coast, not the north, not the south, not the east, but that west, that western coast. Well, that's where this the Atlantic slave trade took place. And the only difference between those in Barbados, of African descent in Barbados and all the Caribbean islands and the Haitians, that's the only difference between that those African descents is where the ship stopped first. Okay. And, you know, to let them off. But anyway, they'll find that it's on that western coast. And so I took a trip to Guinea-Bissau, West Africa, through a repatriation group who on my 60th birthday arranged for me to step foot back in my Fula ancestral village. That village. So understand this. When I went back, I took everybody back. Do you understand?
That's it. Queen D's absolutely essential listening reminder of the power of those who came before us, the fact that they survived the passage, the fact that they did not give up, the fact that they came to this world and stayed alive to see their children, their children's children, to watch them create better and more beautiful lives. My jaw dropped when Queen D. Michelle told me that story this week. And I thought, I cannot wait for my listeners to listen to this and hear someone else's story, but also to appreciate someone else's story and their ancestors' story of resilience, bravery, and insane fortitude. To read up on Queen D and the work that she's doing, there will be a link in the episode show notes, as well as to that video and her books. Please do check it all out because, honestly, Queen D is here to make this world more beautiful, and I think we should check out the work that she's doing. Thank you to everyone who listens, and please do consider leaving a rating or writing a little review. Those ratings and reviews help other people find us, and it means so very much to me. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Queen D. Michelle. Understand your ancestry. Appreciate those who came before you. Comprehend deeply what they had to go through, deeply what they had to survive. It is, in some cases, completely mind-blowing. I mean, my mind was blown, and her story this week just reminded me that there are so many people who have lived on this planet that survived and made it through to create even more beauty for others. And the beauty in this case is Queen D. Michelle, who is here to usher us all into a new earth. A paradise on earth, and I think that's beautiful. So be like Queen D. Michelle and appreciate your ancestors, understanding deeply just what they had to go through to bring you and your beauty into this world.